Good morning. It's Friday, the 7th of September, and this is the 310th One Thing Today micro podcast. This podcast is going out free on the site as well as usual to members. If you'd like to receive these podcasts daily and you'd like to become a member of Sustainably Creative, click on the members link at the top of the website to find out more. If you are a daily listener, you'll know that I've been busy this last week working through the changes that have been sent on my new book, Drawing Your Life. I've been rather exhausted. I've been cajoling myself to get stuff done by using my timer. And at the same time, I've also been working on a secret project, which I'm hoping will be finished on Monday, and I can reveal on Monday. It's meant that I've been doing more than is wise, which is something I have to learn not to do. However, it's what I'm doing at the moment. So if you've been listening to the podcast this week, you'll know that I've been using my timer both to cajole me to work through the changes on the book and also to kind of rein me in on working on my secret project so I don't overdo things with that. So I'm kind of juggling two things at the moment, which isn't something I recommend doing, but it is, however, what I'm doing just now. Today, however, I've decided to take a little bit of a break. I often find when things feel really urgent, that's the time that perhaps it's wise to stop, to kind of take a break. I think most things are never as urgent as they feel. And often when they feel really, really urgent, that's an indication that perhaps we're pushing ourselves too much. I was talking to a friend last week who's working on his postgrad dissertation at the moment. He's also working full time. And he's got a deadline in November to get the work done. And he's feeling very, very stressed at the moment, getting both working and working on his dissertation. However, he's finishing work in a couple of weeks, and he's going to have some free time then, or not working time at least, when he can concentrate on the dissertation. And I was suggesting to him that perhaps rather than kind of be pushing himself now and actually not be getting very far with his dissertation, that perhaps it would be wise to just take a little break, to take a break now. So just get on with working, and then once he's finished his job, that he can settle down and work on his dissertation. He's not going to do that, and I quite understand why. I've been there myself many times. When things feel that urgent, it feels like it's impossible to kind of put them down, that we have to get on with them. However, I do find that when I do that, very little gets done. I'm kind of stressed and pushing myself, not enjoying my life at all, and just kind of beating myself up about it, I suppose. So I'm going to try and take my own advice today and take a little break. Take a little break from both my secret project and working on the changes on the book. And trust that if I do that, if I come back to it over the weekend, that I'll have more energy for it and more inclination to doing it. So wish me luck. So my one thing today is actually to take a break. I don't know how easy I'm going to find that. I'll report in on Monday and let you know. I hope, as always, that that you can find one small thing to do today to move your creative life on a little. That if perhaps that thing feels very, very urgent, perhaps just question how urgent it feels. Just see if perhaps you're pushing yourself more than necessary. And usually things that feel urgent aren't as urgent as they appear. And when they feel really urgent, that's probably an indication A, that that perhaps you're overdoing things, and B, that perhaps you just need to look and check to see if it really, really is that urgent. Often you'll find it's not. Have a lovely day, have a lovely weekend, and if you're a member, I'll be back on Monday with a little bit more, and if you're not a member, but an occasional listener, I shall be back in a fortnight. Take care, thanks very much for listening, bye-bye.